You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
I'm very excited. I'm going to talk about a couple different things today with shot selection and terms and kind of marginal gains that I can kind of see and some things that I do to kind of help us with our program. But before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, we just got our third one. I'm excited. I think I'm going to try tomorrow to go in and I'm going to try tomorrow to go in and rev up that third one and see how it's working. Just unpacked it. It comes in this huge thing. Anyway, mention Coach Unplugged and I'll give you $350 off. Mention High School Hoops or teachhoops.com or me. Coach Collins, they'll take really good care of you. $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. I do not think you'll be disappointed at all. If you haven't heard, Apple and Spotify and all these places are going to start paying or doing subscriptions for their podcasts. I'm going to really try to keep this free. I think teachhoops.com can help support all the things, all my YouTube channel and this and all the things that I do. So go over and check it out, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop from someone that does it. You know, there's lots of great resources out there. But to be honest with you, a lot of them, and I won't name them, a lot of them are run by college coaches or ex-college coaches or people that run training facilities or people that are not in the are not dealing with coaching youth teams 365 days a year or high school kids or that kind of stuff. And not that they aren't good teachers, but I don't think they see the things that we see over at teachhoops.com and have that kind of community. So come over and join us. I don't think you'll be disappointed. We just added a quarterly one so people could kind of rev up over summer for 3 months and less than $100. And I think it's a great deal. So come over and check it out. All right. So today we're going to talk about, like I said, we're going to talk about three things. And the first thing I want to talk about is shot selection, long pause. Why shot selection? Well, I think shot selection is one of those things that you really have to deep dive into. And we deal with it a couple ways. You know, we steal the neighbor's thing where he talks about red light, green light, yellow light. We do talk about that. And to have that green light, I think is a required skill and takes a lot of work. And to be able to shoot anytime you're open is what we want everyone to be able to do. Obviously, to take a 25 footer and to have a green light rather than a 12 footer that's open is a little bit different. So that can be earned. We do that in our practices too. If we have you a yellow and you think you're green, you can definitely prove to us not only in game stats, but in practice. So that's the first area in which we talk about shot selection. The second thing that we really do with shot selection is we deal with it in terms of film breakdown. and we'll talk to the players about shot selection. And we use a scale of 1 to 10. I know there's other scales out there. 10 being a layup in an empty gym, and 1 being guarded by 4 people and taking a shot, kind of thing. So there's a scale. And we try to keep that scale consistent. Again, obviously a 3 for one person might be a 5 for another, vice versa. But we definitely talk about that, and we spend a lot of time in, and we use our notebooks that I have my players keep. We'll have them write it down so I can kind of see, you know, we'll do 10 clips or something, 15 clips, and we'll have them rank them. Sometimes I'll just have them write them down and I'll look at them later. Sometimes we'll have them shout it out. Sometimes we'll do all sorts of different things. We have a couple things even on the phone that we can use, to have them input what they think the shot is, just to see how close they are. Those film sessions are very useful and something that we've definitely dove into. You know, when we talk about shot selection, we're talking about, you know, whether we have an advantage, whether it's a shot that we want. You know, if it's an open shot, especially in our league, and you're on the floor, you're probably going to take it. But, you know, what is the advantage for us, and what's the disadvantage if you take it? So kind of those things. So that's the first thing. Second thing is I wanted to dive into terms. So I don't know if I have my little notebook. Ooh, I do. I have my little notebook for the people watching on YouTube. And I carry this around to always jot down ideas and stuff. And one of the ideas that I've been kind of toying with is terms. Like, every family has a set of words that they use. Some are good, some aren't bad, but every school has a set of terms that they use. So we're trying to really get that terminology down within our program. We're trying to get a list, a dictionary per se, of how we want to talk about screens, or how we want to talk about that, you know, the helpline, or whatever, you know, the gap, or whatever you're talking about. We want to have one set of words and one set of terms that's unique to us. You know, I can send you a list, but it might be, and it's a good starting point to get some lists, but I think it has to be a unique dictionary for your team, your family. So I think that's something that as we're deep diving and kind of trying to become better basketball coaches, I think that's something that all of us can do is kind of work on the language. Because, you know, with being inclusive and all those kind of things that our society is really struggling with right now, words matter. And words matter not only from that standpoint, but words matter on the court. Like, how do you talk, you know, how do you talk about needing help on the court? How do you talk through a screen on the court? So words matter. And I think as an old fart like me, I have really found that they matter more and more as I get older. So that's the second thing. And then going back to the notebook, I'm always looking for advantages. I'm always looking for advantages on the court. You know, when we talked about last week about offense and defense, and looking for an advantage and stuff. I'm always looking for things off the court. Everything that we do, we deep dive into. And this is maybe for another podcast, but, you know, even come tournament time, I think of their bodies as a machine. And, you know, when we have a tough game on a Friday and we have to play on Saturday, we have a tough game on a Tuesday and have to play on a Friday, you know, how do I take care of that machine so it can recover? You know, do I have to give it an oil change? Do I have to change the tires? Blah, blah, blah. Well, same thing with your players. And we'll start this mid-season, even around the holidays, about, you know, hydrating, about, you know, what are you putting into your body? And then, you know, when we have a back-to-back game, we used to have to play 3 games in 3 days to win the state title, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We were dealing a lot with meals and how we could replenish their bodies to get them back. So I think you really have to think about that, and you have to dive into, that's where the here is like, what is the good? You know, as coaches, we can look at the good and the bad, you know, and I think coaches sometimes want to migrate toward that negative. Especially look what's happened in 2020, we migrate toward that. But I think you have to look at what's the good that came out of 2020. I didn't even have a season, but what, you know, is our Zooms? How can we use them? Can we use them for scouting? You know, they're a little pixelated, a little lagging sometimes when you're watching film. How are the things that we had to do because we were tossed into a world pandemic? How can we use those things to become better team, a better program, better people. So I think that's something you should really dive into. Couple things. I'd love if you leave a thumbs up if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're following this on iTunes with those reviews and those 5-star ones, hint, hint, really do mean a lot. I read every one of them. And then go over and check out, like I said, teachhoops.com is what keeps the lights on and what allows us to keep these things coming on a regular basis. And we would love to keep them coming as long as possible. So let me know what you think on these. Hit reply or leave a comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. But if you're listening to this and you have any questions or anything, steve@teachhoops.com, and I'll get back to you. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.